Houston, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Brunner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And the three Hebrews fell in there bound up, but the heat only burned off the bondages. Put the turban back on, got the robe right, went to check it out, who else was up in there. There was another person up in there, hey. And the king, looking from a distance, said, did not we throw three in? But there's another one up in there with the image of the Son of Man. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come on out of there. Hey, that king changed his testimony. He said, from now on, there'll be no other God worshipped in Babylon but the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their God is able. Help me, Holy Ghost. Their God is able to deliver them. Tell you, when you got faith like that, the elements, fire lost its burn, but it burned up what was binding them. They didn't smell like smoke. They still smell like Armani when they came out. I think Abednego had on Versace. He came out. They still smell good. No harm, no burn, because their faith, not their good works, their faith, it manifested in a testimony. We're not going to bow. We're not going to give in. We're not going to compromise. We're going to stand on this whatever it costs. God heard them. God intervened. And he'll do it every time. You know the other story, the lion lost their appetite because somebody refused to compromise. They raised the roof. Let me get to this real quick. Sit down, sit down. Okay, we're going home now. Get me Mark chapter 2. We're going to raise the roof and lower y'all down in it. Let Jesus do his thing on you. Then we're going home. Mark chapter 2. Verse 1, it says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which were born by four. Now notice right now, there's no way to get into the door. You're running late for service. See, when we move on to another place, we already decree that people are standing in line to get into our church and facility. Every seat is filled, every service, and we experience signs, wonders, and miracles. So you're going to really have to be prompt to get a seat. They got there, and they couldn't get to the door. See, that's why you got to have to press in you. Sometimes God, you know by faith, God want to bless you. God's got something for you, but you can't find the door. You can't get in through the door. Unlike Mary and her sons before they believed in Jesus, they settled outside of the press. Now, some would say, well, you know, maybe we'll come back tomorrow. Or we'll get here early tomorrow, which is a good thought. But these men were full of faith. They got to the door and couldn't get through the press. So they said, let's read it. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. You know, sometimes our linear thinking will trap us. Because you think that there has to be certain things happen in a certain way in order for God to move. But sometimes God will move, he'll start with A and B, then he'll jump to Z. And then he'll come to K. And then he'll go to W. Then T. Then back to C. They got to the door. Well, you know, we can't get in. We'll come back or we'll just stay out here. No, they had another plan. We're going to go up to the roof. Now, some writers say it was Peter's house. And so it didn't matter to them whose house it was. Now they're not thinking, okay, we tear up his house, we're going to owe him, you know, we're going to have to repair this. Too many things enter in when to your life when you want to believe. See, you got to have a straight shot believing God. Forget about what it costs. Forget about what I got to go through. Forget about what has to transpire. All I know is this man getting healed today. And see, having said that, some of us need to raise the roof. The door has been blocked to you. Well, tell somebody there's another way. There's another way in. Now, they had to climb up on that roof with that man. He could have fell off the pallet a couple of times. They grabbed him. Instead of healing him, he had to raise him from the dead. But they up on the roof now. And one of them digging. I don't see nowhere where they questioning one of you think. Man, we going to get arrested. We going to go to jail. No, they had faith. Help me, Holy Ghost. Too many other frequencies. And I'm telling you, they come when you believe in God. Tell somebody, that's why you're anointed. You're anointed to stay focused. Amen. I don't know if any of y'all ever preached in where the spirit of witchcraft is. I've been there in places where it's prominent. And confusion hits you like a load of books, like a stack of bricks, where you can't think. You can't even know why am I here? Where am I at? But because of your anointing, it destroys the yoke. I told this story before. I was in Haiti one time, and it rained so hard. This is what one of our sons there, whose church at the time they didn't have a roof on the church, and I was going to preach that night. Brother Willie was there with me, and it had rained, and when we got to this church, water was ankle deep. No roof. They had tarps, and it was still drizzling through there, and the equipment was underwater. And they just, and beating the drum. I'm thinking, ain't nobody getting electrocuted? How can this be? But there was such a heaviness on the people. I said, Lord, how could I preach with this? You know, it's like, whoa. And Lord said, here's the plan. Tell everybody to stand up. And so I got the interpreter. I told everybody to stand up. And I said, get out of the seat that you're in. This is what the Lord told me to do. Get out of the seat you're in and go find another seat. Everybody looking at each other like, this man crazy. But I said, no, I said, do it. And once everybody moved from their seat and got into another seat, the spirit broke. I'll tell you, we went to a whole nother level. The spirit. See, all we need is a rhema from God. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. God speaks to you, tell you what to do, do it, and it'll break. You're anointed to destroy yokes. And it's not always in the volume of your voice. It's by following the leading of the Spirit. I got a witness there. He saw it. We marveled at it. And I was, you know, tiptoeing around at what I said. If they get electrocuted, well, I shouldn't get electrocuted either. And they were just going to town. I got some of this on film. They just going to town, beating the bongo and water splashing, you know. And if it's the threat of rain here, you hear that light, you hear that thunder, child, a storm brewing. And I don't want to be caught out in it. So let me go in here and get me some ice cream and put on my little bunny slippers and turn on my favorite program that's on tonight. Tell somebody, press. How much do you want it? How much energy will you put into it? How much thought will you give to it? You know, to change your subconscious, and this is the catch, to change your subconscious thinking. You know, neuroscience has determined that to change that mode of thinking is equal to a person being tormented, tortured. So to change that type of thinking, that's why a lot of people don't change, because it takes something to change some thought patterns, to change some habits. Amen. It said it's equal as far as your biological response is equal to being tormented, tortured. Amen. And so a lot of people, they think for a little while, and then I ain't gonna mess with that. And so they don't want to change. But when you are determined to get into the press and say, Lord, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm not coming away from here until I'm changed. I'm not going to let go until I receive all that you promised. Is your mind made up? Is your heart fixed? They went up there and they tore the roof up. And they, look at this. This is what I love, and we're going to close. They lowered him down in front of Jesus. Jesus, when he saw their faith, he knows. They didn't have to say a word. The owner of the house might have freed between the lines. The owner of the house might have got mad and went to fussing. But Jesus was looking at faith. Amen. They lowered him down, and Jesus looked at their faith. And first thing he said is, son, thy sins be forgiven. How many know we are justified by faith? I wish I could teach on that right now. People trying to do everything perfect, but you're not believing God. Your faith ain't out there. See, faith is what will cleanse you. Well, it's through believing that you get joy, not just through doing A, B, C, D right. You become legalistic. You become bound. But when you have faith, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Amen. Faith plugs you into God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-475-6800 for more information.